Hi, this is Mark, and welcome to the Candleshore Podcast. This is show number 25. Today I want to give an introduction to using smartphones on the Windows Mobile platform, and trying to gear it towards people who are blind or low vision, but hopefully sighted people will find it useful as well. I'm going to be using Samsung Blackjack 2. Running Windows Mobile 6 Standard Edition. However, if you have any smartphone on the Windows Mobile platform, you should be fine. Or if you have a Q or any of the Pantech phones or Windows Mobile Dash, T-Mobile Dash, you should be okay. So don't let that stand your way. But hopefully this will be helpful to all of you. I personally, of all the phones I've owned, this particular unit is my favorite. I absolutely love the Samsung Blackjack 2. I recommend it above all the other phones that I've seen. To be honest, I know I'm going to have a lot of listeners out there who are using Qs and other phones and who may say they may disagree with me, and that's fine. And hopefully in the future, in the near future, we are going to have several guests on with all the different phones so we can all get a taste of the flavor of those phones. But personally for me, I like the Samsung Blackjack 2. It is not a touchscreen phone. It is not a slide phone. It has a full QWERTY keyboard. It is a GPS-enabled phone. It is not Wi-Fi. I'm going to make a couple of assumptions. I'm going to assume that you've already purchased the phone, you've got it home, the battery's installed, this is a GSM phone, which means it requires a SIM chip. I'm going to assume that you have all these things in place. So it's not going to be grassroots where we take it out of the box and assemble it. I'm using a screen reader on this phone from Code Factory, and the software is called MobileSpeak Smartphone from Code Factory. And MobileSpeak allows low vision blind users to have access to the phone via voice or braille or large print. Let me suggest that if you don't have a data plan with your smartphone, that you try to get one, because I think some of the nicer features of the phone have to do with browsing the internet and the independence it allows one to have. This phone, I have installed a 4 gig mini SD card. It's for added memory. It is not necessary to have an SD card, but I think it's very good to have when you want to install books and music files and things like that. I recommend that if you are going to be installing a screen reader, which anyone listening to this I hope will be, that you will install it to the memory card instead of the main memory of the phone. One of the reasons I like the Blackjack 2 is because it's a very simple interface. It fits in my hand. It's got a great heft to it. It feels solid. It's got a 2.4-inch screen. It's a very simple rectangular design. On the right-hand side, it has a little slot that you can put the mini SD card into. And generally, you leave it there once it's there. On the left-hand side is another slot. It looks almost the same, and in this port is where you will put headphones and the battery charging apparatus goes in there. On the upper right-hand side of this phone is the power button, and in the center of the phone, virtually in the center, is a five-way, what we call a jog wheel. It really is like a five-way button, left, right, up, and down, and it also will turn clockwise and counterclockwise. And which I find is very, very convenient. It can be a little taking some getting used to, because you can move it very easily. But once you get used to it, I think it's a very, very nice feature. Not very many buttons on this phone. To the left-hand side of the jog wheel are the home and left soft key. Below that is the send key. And on the right-hand side of the jog wheel is the right soft key, the back, and the end key. So, aside from the QWERTY keyboard, you really only have 6 buttons. It's very simple. Very elegant. Before I forget, let me go ahead and give Code Factory's website out for people. It's www.codefactory. That's one word. C-O-D as in David, E as in Edward, F-A-C-T-O-R-Y .E-S. E as in Edward, S as in Sam. And that way you can contact them if you'd like, find distributors, and see some demos of the program. for installation instructions and basic downloading instructions, including a 30-day trial license and all that, Kelly Dunn of Handy Tech Technology has done a fine podcast. And so I won't attempt to reinvent the wheel here by giving any direct mobile speak directions or how installation, but I'll give you their website, and it's handytech.us. Okay, so that's their website, and you can go there under support, and you should be able to find a podcast that that Kelly produced that will give you basic instructions on how to use mobile speak. I'll be touching a little bit on some of the basic mobile speak functions, but again, I don't want to get into instructing on mobile speak. This is really more of the entire Windows Mobile experience on a smartphone. Let me strongly suggest to any user of a smartphone that if there's one for the phone, you really should purchase a fitted case for your phone. Now, of course, you can go to any store and find universal cases, but I'm talking about a case like the one I have on this phone that is specifically designed for the model of the phone. The reason I suggest this is, one, if it's like a Q or, in this case, the Blackjack and the Blackjack 2, having a fitted case will allow the screen to be protected while keeping the keyboard free so you can touch it. And it allows access to the ports and the power button. Now, the Blackjack 2 comes in two basic models. One is a black ebony design, which is very, very smooth. I mean, it feels great in your hand. It's also very, very slippery. There's also a dark maroon model that's kind of textured. But anyway, either one of these will fit into this case. It's like an extra $35 or $40. But again, you have complete access to the phone. When you have the case around it, though, it's much easier, or I feel safer putting it on the table or in my shirt pocket. A lady might want to put it in her purse, and you don't have to worry about scratching the screen. And on the back of this case, it has a detachable belt clip, and I think sometimes, certainly with me and my previous phones, if I had a universal case, the phone begins to ring, and by the time I get it out of the case, since I don't have access to the keys while it's in the case, by the time I either press the wrong key and silence the phone, or I never make it to answer the phone in time. So, again, if you have the money, I strongly suggest for the longevity of the phone and your own convenience that you purchase a fitted case for the phone. And there is one for the Blackjack too. As I move through the program, I want to encourage you to experiment with your phone. When you buy a new phone, everyone's a little nervous about it. Certainly, when it's brand new, it's technology, it's expensive. Most people don't have friends who they can call for support. So they're very careful about not getting into things before they're ready. You know, they just get a little nervous. You treat it like kind of fine china. And I appreciate that. But understand this, that these phones are pretty rugged. There is always a reset feature on the phone. And so before you install a lot of programs and tweak it just right, you really want to get familiar with the keyboard. You want to press all the keys. You want to find out where the volume button. I forgot to tell you, on this phone, there is a volume volume button on the left-hand side of the Blackjack 2. Forgive me. This is not a voice button. It is merely a volume button to go up and down. Those of you who are, you know, have some of the Nokia and also the Motorola's, used to, and I think the Pantech phones, the Duo, has a voice button. This phone does not have that. But anyway, so I've had to reset this phone at least 18 times to get familiar with it, experiment with it. Sometimes you get stuck, sometimes you don't. But there's always a reset that you can reset it back to the factory defaults. If you've already installed mobile speak, as long as you don't break the phone physically, there's no problem in going back to the website and reactivating it over and over again. So don't worry about that. Feel free. But if you don't take the time in the beginning to get to know the phone and feel comfortable with it, you're always going to be a little timid, and the learning curve will be much steeper. So you can't really break it. I don't want you to throw it, but you can't really break the phone. Worst case scenario, you just reset it, and it goes right back to the factory default when you took it out of the box. So that's a good thing about it, okay? And so just relax with that. As we go through the program, I may appear to go fast. I understand for new users, this may seem overwhelming. Don't expect to remember all of this. Very few people ever do. Most of the time, you won't, even if you like a feature, you won't really retain it until you have a need to use it. So just kind of listen and relax and experiment at your convenience, okay? Okay, so I've got the phone. It's now, it's powered off. It's turned off. I'm going to press and hold the power button for about 2 seconds, and I'm going to release it. You will hear the phone come on in just a few seconds. It takes a while to boot up a Windows Mobile phone, and I know that there are a lot of people who use the Symbian phones, and one of their complaints is it takes too long to start up Windows Mobile. This is not a competition. That's the phone powering on. That's the splash screen. One of the reasons I prefer Windows Mobile phones, even though they do have a lot of menus, and I understand that some people don't like that, is that it really does sync up flawlessly with my Windows computer. And to me, the beauty of the phone really lies in its ability to act as a personal assistant, you know, a scheduler and things like that. So the phone is only one feature of it.
Left soft unlock.
My phone is telling me to unlock it. We're going to go into security in just a little bit. So I'm going to unlock the phone. When you turn your phone on for the first time or you turn it on, you won't get that.
Today screen, left soft start, right soft contacts.
I'm going to turn the phone up a little bit. Now we're at the today screen. And for those of you who are new to this, the today screen or the home screen is really where everything you will launch. This is the home for your phone. Everything you do will begin from this point. When you install MobileSpeak, it installs a MobileSpeak home screen or a MobileSpeak today screen. Most phones like the Q and the Blackjack 2 come with default home screens. There are about 9 or 10 of them, and they're different configurations, which we'll go through in a little while. Not in detail, but to give you a general idea. So let's go over what we have. Once you install MobileSpeak, you're going to get the mobile speak version of the today screen. And it's not much different than the default that a sighted person would have. Okay, so at the top of this screen, and I have my hand, I'm left-handed, I have my hand, and the phone is in my hand. You may hear me adjust the volume a bit as we move through this to get it more convenient. But I'm going to press the right arrow key, and I'm going to scroll. The top part of the today screen gives me my most recently used programs. And you can turn this feature off by choosing a different today screen. Some people don't like it. I do because I typically use the same two or three programs. And so it's nice just to have it in kind of a shortcut list. I'm going to go through this for you.
Call history.
I just was dealing with my call. You can see a history of all the calls you've received and sent on this phone. Let me turn the volume up a little bit more.
Voice command.
Okay, hang on.
Call history. Voice command.
That's better. I'm just toggling back and forth until I get it the way I like it.
Call history.
That's better. I think that's just about right.
Voice command.
All right.
Call history.
There we go. Okay. So I have the call history. That was the last program application that I used on this phone.
Voice command.
I use voice command, and for those of you who may not know it, it's an application that on some phones will come as a already installed application. The Blackjack 2 does not come with voice command installed, so I had to install it manually. The price for this is approximately $40, well worth the investment. It allows you to issue commands via voice to the phone. So instead of having to dial the phone, or even you can just press a button on the phone and speak to the phone, you can say things like, call home or call and give a person's name. You can ask the phone what time it is. You can even dial a number. You can say dial, for example, 18. I mean, you can say dial 310-555-1212, and the phone will do it. So I think there's about 20 commands you can give to the phone, and it will respond. Now, believe me when I tell you this, there are a lot of people say, well, I don't really need that. But once you have it, and assuming you can get it to work, which most people can, believe me, you won't. It's almost like a microwave. Once you have it, you can't imagine not having it. So I strongly encourage you to get or download Mobile Speak, and you can go to microsoft.com/voice command.
Settings.
The settings is part of the phone where we do a lot of this. We're going to go there a little bit later.
RSS reader.
This phone, the Blackjack 2, comes with a built-in RSS reader. Very convenient. I'll probably be covering it in one of the future episodes of the podcast, but it's a very quick way to get the latest news, and I find it so convenient, and I love having it on my smartphone.
Sixopus for XM Radio.
This phone also has an XM Radio feed you can subscribe to. I have not done so. So anyway, this list that we're going through will change. So whichever applications you use, it will list them from left to right in descending order, from the most current to the most distant in the past. I'm going to press the down arrow key.
Phone off 11:07 p.m. 2/16/2008.
And this has given me the date and time. And the first thing it said is phone off. Now, obviously, the phone is powered on. But I'm sure many of you have heard that disturbing little hum whenever a wireless device is close to speakers. And so in order to keep that from happening here, I turn the signal off. So even though the phone is on, it is in what we might call flight mode. That is to say, there are no radio signals coming from the phone, which means that if somebody called me now, they would simply get my voicemail. So, and I also can't send calls out. So pretty much right now it's in a PDA mode. So I can't make a receive call, but at least we don't get that. So that's why I did that. And when it's in this mode, MobileSpeak will often say phone off. So that way a person will know that they are not receiving phone calls.
Tomorrow, take car in for servicing 11:00 a.m. 2/17/2008, Los Angeles, California.
Now, again, we're using the Phonics synthesizer. It's not the Eloquence that many JAWS users are familiar with. So it may take a little bit of getting used to. There are other more human-like sounding synthesizers out there. I like this one certainly for demonstration purposes because it's a very responsive voice. I just pressed the down arrow key, and it gave me my upcoming appointments. And a sighted person will be seeing a highlighted bar that's going down the screen. If I press up arrow,
phone off 11:09 p.m. 2/16/2008.
Going to press down arrow again.
Tomorrow, take car in for servicing 11:00 a.m. 2/17/2008, Los Angeles, California.
So this is an appointment that we have for tomorrow. It's not a real appointment. I put it in just for demonstration purposes. And so it will give you my upcoming appointments and tasks. And you can see here I had to say to take the car in for servicing, which I did last week, by the way. And it tells the locations, and I just put Los Angeles in. Okay, I'm going to press the down arrow key yet again.
Profile: outdoor.
Profiles are... took me a while to get used to profiles. I came from the old Motorola era where you set everything individually. But a profile is pretty much... basically, it's a sound scheme, and by that I mean you can customize your phone to play various sounds when different events take place. Either when the phone rings in the form of a ringtone, or alerts you may have, or the kind of audible alerts you want when you have a reminder. So you set all these things up, and it's called a scheme. And we also have, there are display schemes, sound schemes, there are all kinds of schemes. But basically, it's just kind of a batch process of setting up the phone. Most Windows Mobile phones will come with some predefined profiles. I have very bad hearing. My hearing's very poor. In addition, I can't see either, so what a combo, eh? But because of that, I like to have the phone set on the loudest ringtone possible so that when I'm outside, that ringtone can cut through all the ambient noise. As a result of this, I usually leave my phone on the profile that is called outdoors, which really sets everything to the loudest possible decibel level. Okay, I'm going to press, and that's what I have in mind. That's what it's telling me. It's telling me that I'm in the outdoor profile mode, and we'll go through that a little bit in just a second also.
Messages, open paren, zero, close paren.
Messages. This is very handy on the Today screen because it's telling me that I don't have any voicemail messages, text messages, emails, or anything else. So very quickly I can see that I don't have any messages.
MobileSpeak smartphone: running.
And it's very interesting. On the MobileSpeak home screen, which is installed when you install MobileSpeak, it does indeed tell me that it is running, which is kind of funny because were it not running, I guess I wouldn't be hearing anything. So but it's kind of interesting that they do put it there. Now, if you want to see, I accessed all these by going up and down the screen with the up and down arrow key. Voice command. MobileSpeak does have several commands that allow you to access the screen at one time. In this case, if I press the home key followed by the left soft key, it will read the entire screen or all the status that I have set up. I think I've customized a little bit, but let me give you an idea.
Home. 9%, battery 100, volume 2, next appointment, tomorrow, take car in for servicing, tasks, 1 high priority, 8 active.
So you get kind of an idea. Obviously, I don't have it read everything on my screen. Sometimes I just want an overall, let me know what the most important things are, and this command is nice. If I just want the time, there's a command for that also, home and right soft key.
Home, 11:12 p.m., Saturday, February 16th, 2008.
Okay, and there you go. Now, again, I'm not going to get into too many of the voice commands, but you get kind of a basic idea. So that is, in fact, the Today screen. Let's talk about locking the phone accidentally, turning the phone off in the quick list. First off, I'm on the Today screen, and you know, I think of this as a kind of a, in order to make really good use of most of these phones, certainly with the Blackjack 2, you have to do what I like to think of as called a double touch. And that's because, let me explain, one of the most precious resources you have on any electronic mobile device is the battery power. So in order to save battery power, the phone, as it shipped from the factory, has set to turn the screen off after about 10 seconds. It may even power the phone down. Not off, but it goes into stealth mode. So if you're totally blind and you can't see the visual cues, you can't see the screen that when it goes dark. Now, I'm fortunate enough to have just enough vision to be able to tell the difference when the screen is light and dark. But in the daytime out in the sun, I can't tell any more than anybody else can who can't see at all. But anyway, so if I don't touch the phone for 4 or 5 seconds, depending on how I have the phone set up, it will basically go to sleep. And I think that a lot of new users, certainly blind people, new blind users to cell phones, new phones, are not familiar with the way the phone goes to sleep. I'm looking at my phone now, and in the last 10 seconds, the phone is absolutely turned, gone to sleep. The screen is black, the keyboard is off, and so if I touch any of the buttons, I have to say press any of the buttons, the first time I press it, it will not enter or activate what it is supposed to activate. It merely wakes up the phone, and so it's very important that you realize that if the phone has been setting at all for a couple of seconds, you may need to, or most often you get used to pressing a key to wake up the phone. This may seem kind of annoying at first, but believe me, you want a phone that goes to sleep because most of the time, just like with computers, phones spend most of the time waiting for us to enter commands. So my phone has gone to sleep. It's not locked. It's gone to sleep. So if I want to press a button on it, press the down arrow key or up arrow key while it's gone to sleep, you heard that little sound, and you heard that little click, but you wouldn't hear that in real life. That's just because of the way I have the sound ramp through the recording instrument. Instead of reading the highlighted bar, it simply woke up the phone. Now if I press the up and down key,
MobileSpeak smartphone messages
I'll
open
get
parent,
a
close
response.
Home.
So understand that when the phone goes to, that's just a beep, when the phone goes to sleep, sometimes it takes two presses or a double touch to activate any particular function. So just kind of keep that in mind. It's a little bit confusing at first, and I know. But you'll get used to it. We all do. Okay. One thing that new Blackjack 2 users will do accidentally is lock the phone. So there are several ways to lock it. Now, let's discuss locking the phone. When I say locking the phone, I simply mean locking the keyboard. I strongly suggest that once you get comfortable with the phone, that you have the phone locked automatically and that you keep it locked because of privacy and protection. We'll go through the scenarios in a little bit. But for now, understand that on this phone, and again, I'm only talking about the Blackjack 2, it will vary from phone to phone. One way to lock it is to press the end key for more than 2 seconds. So I'm going to press the end key right now.
Left soft and lock.
And MobileSpeak tells me that if I press the left soft key, that will unlock it, or at least begin the unlock process. So if I, now the phone is, the keyboard is locked. So if I press any keys on the keyboard, and I'm actually pressing the QWERTY keyboard right now, you don't hear anything. It does wake up the phone, but nothing, no commands are being entered. No keys are being entered. I can't do anything. So keep that in mind, that that's what's happened. To unlock the default unlock feature for this phone is a three-step process. You must wake up the phone, and then you're going to press the left soft key, followed by the power key, followed by the star key. So you need to do that, and that will unlock the phone. Understand that if you don't do it correctly, you won't unlock the phone. You can take the battery out, and it'll, you put the battery back in, it'll still be locked. And it can be a little disconcerting for someone who can't see the screen and who doesn't understand. So this is for your own protection. I don't use the default unlocking process because a lot of people know it. So I've chosen, and I strongly encourage you to enter a password, which will take you near the end of this broadcast, that will help you protect it, because you don't want people picking up your phone and looking at, well, you may not mind, but I personally do. I don't want anyone just to have access to all my personal data. I keep all my files, virtually all my data files that are on my computer, I sync up with this phone on a regular basis. So I have everything that I need at my fingertips. Consequently, that's a lot of information. And I don't want, should the phone be lost or anything happen, you don't know whose hands it may fall into. If the phone is locked with a password, it's virtually useless. I mean, I'm sure there's ways to crack it, but most people won't bother. I mean, after all, once the phone is stolen, I would deactivate the SIM card anyway. But anyway, so, and if you can't see, you know, sometimes people, not to give sighted people a bad name, but sometimes, you know, they'll come up, oh, what do you got on your phone? And they'll pick it up and start playing around with it and messing it up and getting into your business. So I am a big fan of, not that I'm paranoid, but I just think a little privacy and independence is a very good thing. Okay, so understand that if you do accidentally on the Blackjack 2 press the end key for more than 2 to 3 seconds, you will lock it and you will need to unlock it. There are two ways. That's the first way to lock the phone. That sometimes people, new users, will do that accidentally. I'm going to unlock this phone now.
Password window. This device is locked. Enter your device password and click unlock to make it. ************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************
password as a default. That only happens because I manually put a password in. So keep that in mind. All right. Now we're going to talk about the quick list, which introduces the second way to lock the phone. On this phone, by the way, and I don't know if I did or not, so let me tell you, to turn the phone off and on, you press and hold the power button for longer than 3 seconds. And if the phone is in vibrate mode or silent mode, it'll react respectively. So if it's in vibrate mode, it will just shake in your hand. If it's in the profile outdoor mode, which is what mine's in, you heard the splash screen and the sound of a jet plane. It just depends. Anyway, so to turn it off and on, definitely hold the power key down for more than 3 seconds. If you, while the phone is powered on, simply press the power button quickly, this will launch the quick list. And the quick list is some of the most commonly used applications that AT&T/Samsung/Verizon/Windows, Microsoft think you might need. So let's explore that. Again, I'm talking, as I've talked, the phone has gone to sleep, so I'm going to press any button. I'm going to start with the power. I'll press it once. The screen comes on. Now I'm going to press the power button again.
Quick list dialog. List. The power off. Left soft select. Right soft cancel.
So, it's giving me a list, and as I talk to you, I won't be pressing buttons so that the screen is liable to go to sleep on me, but we have a list of about 10 things here, and it sounds funny at first. I'm going to scroll down.
The wireless manager. The power off.
Okay. It says power off. It's kind of hard to understand, but it's actually given us letter shortcut keys, and it's saying A, power off. So I can power off the phone by pressing the power key for 3 seconds, or I could simply press the power key on this menu, which would bring up the quick list menu, and press the enter key on the phone, and that will turn the phone off. So that's another way. So you could do it that way. Sometimes I do, but most of the time I use the power button. However, if you can't see and you don't want to worry about whether you've held it down long enough, this is a nice way to confirm it, because once you press enter, you know the phone is going to go off. I'm going to press the down arrow key.
B, wireless manager.
It says B, wireless manager. And this is very quickly a very quick way to turn the actual phone signal off to get to your cell phone's network, which is what I've done here. It's also a way to control the Bluetooth. When you go on planes, people, they call it flight mode. You can turn both these radio signals off. If you have a Wi-Fi phone, you could turn that signal off as well. And this way the phone is not emitting any radio signals, which could interfere with flight. Okay, I'm going to press the down arrow key again.
C-lock.
This is the second way to lock a phone. So if you want to make sure you're locking the phone, you could simply scroll down in the quick list to the third or press the letter C, and it would lock the phone. It would be as if you held down the end key for more than 3 seconds. So this is the second of two ways to lock the phone. There's actually a third way, which we'll go to in just a little bit. But these are the two most common ways.
D-normal.
Now it's going to give us a list of all the profiles. And we have the normal profile, which is virtually the same as the outdoor profile, but the sounds are not as loud. And you can customize these, of course.
E-silent.
E, if I want to go into silent mode, this will turn the phone, all the alerts, reminders, ringtones are off. The phone is still able to receive and send calls, make calls, but it's just as silent as silent.
F-vibrate.
You can go into vibrate mode, so you obviously that's kind of self-explanatory.
More.
At the bottom of this menu, it's telling me more because it can't all fit on one screen. So I'm going to press the Enter key on the More item.
Outdoor.
Now we're back to where I am, which is Outdoor. That's the one I usually keep selected.
The Automatic.
And finally,
Automatic.
And let me just, I'm going to press the End key to quickly get out of the quick list here.
Phone, today screen, left soft start, right soft context.
Let's go over the Automatic profile. The Automatic profile is very nice. Again, assuming that some of these features really do show themselves well when you use the phone as a PDA. In this case, like I told you, I put all my appointments on my computer and then sync it up to the phone and vice versa. During the appointment time, should you have the automatic profile selected, the phone will go silent without you having to do anything automatically. So, for example, tomorrow I have it set in my appointment to go take the car in for servicing. Well, it won't really matter on this one, but if it were a meeting, let's say from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., as 11 a.m. approaches, instead of me having to remember to turn my phone off or put it into silent mode, the phone will go silent automatically, and it will stay silent until 12:30 or the end of that appointment. So anytime you have an appointment, the phone will automatically go to silent mode, which I find very, very convenient because I'm sure you, many of us have had people had those phones go off at a pivotal point in a meeting and you get really embarrassed. So automatic mode is very useful for that. I want to go back to this locking of the keyboard for a moment. And one of the nice things that occur when you lock the keyboard is that it just locks the keyboard. I know that sounds redundant, but you can still answer calls. So if you lock the keyboard, and I usually keep my phone locked, if a phone call comes in, I can simply press the send button, which is the answer button when the phone is ringing, and talk to someone, pick up the call. And then when I'm done, press the end key, ends the call, and the phone is still locked. You can't make a call, which is primarily what you want to prevent from happening anyway. You can't make a call or activate to today screen. If it didn't have this feature, it would be pretty, in my opinion, pretty useless. Now, I don't know about the Q and other model phones, but if I had to unlock this phone every time I locked it in order to answer a phone call, I probably wouldn't lock it because by the time I unlocked it, the phone call would have already gone to voicemail. So I'm sure your phone will do this, but it's certainly a nice feature. And again, it's one of the reasons why I almost keep my phone always locked. I do. The third way I wanted to talk about a minute ago is that I have my phone set to lock after 2 hours. You can have it set on this particular phone anyway. You can have it set to lock automatically after 10 minutes through, I think, 24 hours. Very nice feature, especially if you're in a busy, you have a busy day and you don't want to remember it. Sometimes I may lay the phone down on the table or I may just leave it on my desk. And you never know who's going to come into your office. You never know what's going to happen. And I may not always remember to lock it. So this way, for me, after, I think I got mine set to 2 hours, but sometimes I have it set to 30 minutes. It'll automatically lock for me, so I don't have to remember that. So something else you might want to consider. Let's talk about applications on the phone. And those of us who use Windows, you know, we know that Windows has a lot of intuitive things. If one of the things that makes it nice. But there are some things on the Windows Mobile platform that are not intuitive. A moment ago, I was in the quick list. My phone has gone to sleep, so you may hear a little popping noise as I wake it up there. But anyway, when I wanted to end the quick list, in fact, let me, before I say this, let me do something else. Let me go into...
When Windows Media. Alarms.
Okay, Windows Media. I'm going to open up the Windows Media. I'm at my shortcut list here.
Library window list, my music, one of five, left soft play, disabled, right soft menu.
And I'm thinking, you know, I don't really want to do this, so I'm going to go ahead and press the, I'm going to back it. Well, let me just give you an example. I'm going to show you something I have on my Windows
my
Media.
Music window list, all music. All music window list, 790,328. Windows Media window, left soft now playing, right soft menu.
Now, that was really loud, but that's a radio show that I have on this, the Mystery Theaters is one of my favorite things. So I'm going to quickly go, yeah, I don't really want to do it right now. I'm busy. So I'm going to just, start it. It's going to be kind of loud, and then I'm going to press the end key to end the program.
Today's screen, left soft start, right soft context.
I press the end key, and now I'm back at my today screen. Most of you may think that when you press the end key in any application, that you've closed it. But in fact, you have not. You have merely minimized it. And so sometimes I hear people say, well, you know, my smartphone is getting slower and it goes slower. It's because as you open programs, such as the Windows Media Player or Internet Explorer or the RSS reader or the Quick List or the Call History or the Calculator or the Clock, and you experiment with them, but you don't, you think you're closing them when you press the end key or the back key. But in effect, all you've done is minimize them, so they're still running, where there's only a finite amount of memory in the phone. And so you have all these programs running, and you don't even know, and yet the phone appears to be going slower and slower and slower. You get the idea. So it is counterintuitive that pressing the end key does not end the program. It merely minimizes it. So how do we deal with this? Well, if you want to make sure you end the program, a sighted person would have to go to the task manager. And while I'm on the subject, let me say this. There is a difference between tasks, as in activities that you want to do, like your to-do list, and the phone's task manager, which is merely a list of running applications on the phone. On this phone, if you hold down the home key, I'm pressing it, the phone has gone to sleep, so I have to wake it up.
Task Manager window, KMTRB, WASIC, C, Quick List, D, Windows Media, E, Active, Sync, F, More. Memory used, :30.3/100.
So right now, it was reading everything all at once. It's given me a long list of all my running applications, but I'll tell you something. And this is what a sighted person would see. Most of the applications that are running are the programs and memory resident programs.
KMTR.
It's a little bit loud, so I'm going to turn it down. Just bear with me here. Let me come on, find this. Let me turn it down. It's kind of hurting my ears here.
B was it.
That's better.
C quick list.
Okay.
B was it.
It's going to get, most of the things it's running are necessary in order to run mobile speak. So, this is part of the operating system. The task manager is part of the operating system. And, of course, it sees mobile speak as merely another application. You don't want to accidentally turn off one of these features that kind of under the hood, back office, back end features of mobile speak, because you could damage your experience. It won't hurt the phone, but it may not function properly. So people using a screen reader, certainly such as mobile speak, you wouldn't want to use the default task manager. So we're going to get out of that.
Today's screen, left soft start, right soft context.
Mobile speak has a task manager of its own, and it will do virtually the exact same thing, only it will not list any of its needed programs. That way you can't accidentally turn it off. And to do that, we press the home from the today screen. You press the home followed by the number 2. I'll do so right now.
Home. Mobile speak smartphone window. Select the application you want to switch to :list 4 items, left soft options, right soft cancel.
So it's telling me that I can switch to these applications because they're still running. And again, I'm going to list through them, scroll through them now.
Task manager, 1 of 4.
And you know I was in the task manager just a second ago. Okay.
Windows Media, 2 of 4.
Windows Media program is still running.
Quick quick list, 3 of 4.
You remember the quick list, which is what I demonstrated a few moments ago. It too is still running. So that's 3 applications that I pressed enter to end, and yet if I didn't know better, I would think they had ended, and yet they're still taking up memory. This phone is very powerful, so you can run a lot of programs at once. But if you, as you experiment, you'd be amazed at how slow your phone will get. Again, I'm going to press the down arrow key.
ActiveSync, 4 of 4.
And the ActiveSync program is running, waiting for me to sync my phone up with a PC. Okay, the nice thing about using the mobile speak command for this is that, again, it's not giving me any of the other applications that it understands as needed to make itself run. In fact, it does not even list voice command, which is very nice. It sees voice command as an integral part of the operating system, which I like. Okay, so I can either switch to these, or I can end 1, 2, 3, or all of them.
Quick list, 3 of 4.
I'm going to the top of
Windows this. Media, 2 of 4.
I'm going to press the left soft key.
Switch to 1 of 3.
I can switch to it.
Stop, 2 of 3.
I can stop it.
Stop all, 3 of 3.
Or I can stop all programs in the list, which is what I'm going to do now. I have no plans to sync up the phone anytime soon, so I'm going to press enter on this option.
Left soft start. Today screen, left soft start, right soft contacts.
Okay, now I can be assured that all my third-party applications, except for mobile speak, and voice command if you have it installed, are no longer running. How do I do this? I can press the home followed by 2. I'll do it again. Home.
Home.
2. And this time, nothing happened. And since I got no response from the phone, then I know that there's nothing running. It might be nice in future versions of mobile speak that they would put a message that says no third-party programs running or no lists available. That would be nice for some people who, if you can't see the screen, it might give you a little bit of, I like confirmations for everything. Okay, so that, keep that in mind. If you do find that your phone is starting to run a little sluggishly, I guess that's right, this could probably be a problem that you're not ending programs. Now, mobile speak also has a way to end the program directly, and that can be done by pressing the home plus the back key. So home plus back will actually end the program. I find that this works 90% of the time, and probably when it doesn't work, it's my fault because I didn't wait long enough, or I don't know, you know, it's a computer, so if nothing's 100%, but this will certainly, it's certainly a quick way to end the program is home plus the back key. Although I'll tell you something, every now and then, certainly I like to make sure all the programs are no longer running, so it's a good way to do that. Okay, I'm going to quickly go through the Start menu, and then we'll go through the Settings menu, and then we'll wrap it up. Again, it would take hours to go through all of these features, and certainly some of the bigger ones we will do in a different show, and we'll have people on to go through it with us. Just to give you a cursory look, I'm going to press the left soft key, which will bring up the Start menu.
Start window, list, a mobile speak smartphone, left soft more, right soft menu.
And the first item, obviously, is the mobile speak application control window. That's very good.
The messaging.
The messaging center.
See calendar.
The calendar, again, I use this. It's amazing how much nicer things are for me with having this right here at my fingertips. I don't have to carry my computer with me, even though I have a little Sony Vaio. It's about the same size as a piece of paper, but I still like having it on my phone.
D contacts.
The contact list.
E active sync.
Active sync.
FM music.
The music.
G cellular video.
And the AT&T offers like a VCast program on its features here. And when you're in the Start menu, by the way, it just wraps around. If you do the command to look at your soft keys,
home, decon, left soft more, right soft menu,
you will learn that the left soft in the Start menu is always for more. So I'm going to press the more command.
MediaNet.
MediaNet is a web-based application that you can use, assuming that you have a data plan.
The App Mall.
This is the mall, the AT&T mall for purchasing things.
CM and email.
Email.
Decall history.
Call history, which I like to keep clear, but it's very nice. Sometimes when people call, I may not always make it to the phone, and they did not leave a message. And assuming that their caller ID is available, I can certainly go in by just pressing there are various commands on different phones, but by going into this, the quick command for this on the mobile, on the Blackjack 2, is simply, from the home screen, simply press the send button. It'll bring up the call history, which is really quite nice.
E-organizer.
I love the organizer. Let's go into the organizer menu.
Alarms.
We have an alarm clock here, and it's got, I think it's got like 8 alarms, and most of them are very accessible with mobile speak.
The calculator.
I love the calculator. It works very well.
CD-Day.
D-Day is a nice feature on this particular phone. It allows you to count down to an important date. So assuming you were going to get married and you wanted to make sure you were showed up for your wedding, you could put the date in here and it would say 12 days until the day, or it's a way of counting down. Eh, it's a nice little novelty.
D-Notepad.
Notepad is pretty self-explanatory, I think.
E-Smart Converter.
The Smart Converter in this version of MobileSpeak, which is version 2.0, .something, doesn't work well on this particular phone. But I have found a website that I use with my Mobile Internet Explorer that is absolutely perfect. I can't recall the URL, but if you need to contact me, and I'll give it to you. It's virtually as fast as, maybe not as fast, but the 3G network that comes with AT&T is pretty neat. So if you live in a 3G area, you will find this very convenient. I'm hoping that the Code Factory will make this application more accessible, but currently it doesn't work very well on this particular phone. I have not heard from Q users on this. Then again, I don't know if other phones like the Q even have this smart converter that's installed, so I'm not sure about that.
That's stopwatch.
Stopwatch does work well with MobileSpeak.
G-Tasks.
These are the tasks. Not the task manager, but the task. Again, your to-do list.
Voice notes.
I've never used voice notes on a smartphone, but I'm sure it works well. I've had some good reports from it. I personally have never used it. I like to keep as much disk space free for my entertainment.
B-World Clock.
One of the built-in applications on this phone is a world clock, which I just find... it's just so much fun to use. I have some friends, or at least one friend, that lives in Japan, and I like to sometimes I contact Barcelona, Code Factory. I can go into this smart, go into the world clock and see two different time zones, different from the time zone I'm currently in, and see, I have it right there, and it's I can do the conversions in my mind, but it's neat to say, what time is it in Barcelona, what time is it in Tokyo, and have it right there. It's a neat novelty. And by the way, if you don't have it on your phone, no worries. You can go out. There are many websites out there that, and I've seen a lot of world clocks and converters and calculators. So if your phone doesn't come with it installed, you can go do a search out there using your Internet Explorer from your phone, and you should have no problem finding a free one that's good quality.
Voice notes.
Okay.
The world clock.
When you get to the end of any particular menu, it'll start to wrap around. So I'm going to press the back key.
Alarms.
Going back still again.
E-organizer.
Okay, so we're at the organizer. And again, it's given me the E is the letter, a shortcut key that I could press to activate it.
F my stuff.
My stuff is like the My Documents area on the PC.
G games.
I've never used any of the games on this phone. I haven't had time to yet.
The Internet Explorer.
There's everybody's favorite Internet Explorer.
The applications.
Applications will include things like the RSS reader, mobile office, or whatever office application that you're running.
See settings.
Settings is where you're going to spend a lot of your time in the beginning to get used to and get comfortable with the settings.
DMSS off.
MSS is for mobile speak smartphone. You can turn it off here. I don't know why you would, unless you had good vision or you had a sighted person with you.
EMSS on.
MSS, this will turn it back on.
F Skype.
I have Skype for smartphones installed on this unit, and it does work well. Again, this is not a Wi-Fi phone, but you can certainly use your cellular network to access it.
Voice command.
Voice command is, again, very. I love this application.
The Internet Explorer.
And I think that's it. Let's see.
Voice command setup.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm going to go back to the Today screen.
Phone off. Today screen. Left soft start. Right soft contacts.
And now we're going to go into the Settings menu.
Call history. Voice command.
I'm scrolling.
Settings.
Through my shortcut list, I'm going to press the Enter key.
Settings dialog list. A quick tips. Left soft done.
The first item on this particular phone is quick tips. And I don't know if it's specific to the Blackjack 2 or if all the AT&T customers see this. Currently, it doesn't work. When you press it, it'll go out to the web and it'll say, this feature coming soon. Check back. I don't know what tips they want to give us. This is something that is something that comes from, I think, AT&T. I'm going to press the down arrow key.
The phone.
Phone. This is where you're going to set up all your phone settings.
Say sounds.
Sounds is where you set up your ringtones, alerts. You can have the keyboard make the touch tone sounds. You can do some serious customization in this, and it's a lot of fun. Again, I'd love to cover it with you, but we'd be on here for 5 hours. So experiment with this. Play around with it.
D-Display.
Display is pretty much where you have the same as the profiles, only it's for your eyes. You can set up and put your favorite picture on there. You can set up a different theme with you know, the highlight bars. It's kind of neat.
E-Profiles.
Profiles we've talked about, which is how the phone is going to react when events take place.
F-Date and Time.
Setting your date and time.
More.
I'm going to press the more option here.
The connections.
Connections is very important. I can't cover it a lot, but let me just say this. Connections is where you're going to set up your defaults for your connections, whether you want the phone to have the Bluetooth turned on automatically, if you're going to be using a Bluetooth keyboard or something, or a Braille keyboard, or a Bluetooth headphone, or anything else you want. It's also where this particular phone, and I think most phones can do this, this phone can serve as a wireless modem for a computer. It's pretty fast, I must admit, with the 3G network on the AT&T, and of course, everyone's familiar, most people are familiar with Verizon and Sprint. They have the EVDO. I don't know if T-Mobile is supposed to be even a 3G, but I'm not sure. I think some of their newer phones are 3G enabled. But anyway, it's not as fast as a DSL or cable, but depending on where you are, it will get the job done if you need to check something. I have certainly surfed the web doing this. When you in the Blackjack 2, and I think most phones come with a driver disk, and on that disk will be the drivers, a modem drivers that you can install on your computer in order to turn the phone into a modem. It's just very simple. It may sound overwhelming, but it's not. And this phone can also be used as a storage device, just as a storage device. And given that I have a 4 gig mini SD card in the phone, and there's also a couple of gigs on the phone main memory, it's a lot of extra space. So if you didn't want to have to use ActiveSync to sync up your phone, and those of you who haven't used it will think, what is he talking about? And I know it's kind of overwhelming. Don't worry about it. It'll all make sense when the time is right. But for now, understand that you do have a lot of options in the connections settings. Settings connection menu item.
The security.
Security is what we're going to do next.
See remove programs.
This is where obviously you're going to remove any programs that you install. And I've found that most of the time this works well. If you are going to remove a program, be kind of careful that when you remove it, certainly you want to go into the phone and take out any folders. I've found a lot of times that when you remove programs, it still leaves remnants of itself on the disk, which could cause problems for future installations of the same program. So keep that in mind.
Power management.
Power management is where you set how soon or how the phone will go to sleep. And you should really pay attention to this in terms if you're having find that your battery power is not as long as you'd like. For example, on my phone, I have the keyboard light turned off. I can't see the keys. I mean, I can see the keys, but I can't read the keys. And so there's really no need for me to have a backlight on the keyboard when I don't need one. And if I had a sighted person with me, that's no problem because we can put it under a light or something. But at nighttime, if I'm laying in bed or something and want to surf the web, I don't want to use any extra power just for something I can't see. Although it's kind of nice to see it lit up. It's kind of pretty, but doesn't do much good. You know, these are the kind of things you want to tweak if you have time.
E-memory info.
Memory info, for most people, that's going to be, if you have to be able to interpret the memory. But it's a good way if you're going to be doing tech support. Someone's going to be helping you on the phone. They may want to know how much memory you have available. Certainly certain programs require a certain amount of memory.
F-key settings.
Function key settings for this phone, and I'm going to keep this description very short. Almost every key on this keyboard, on the QWERTY keyboard, has doubles as another key. And this is where you can set some very nice shortcut keys. So that's another way to customize the phone. It's a little bit more for advanced users. Once you get used to it, though, again, you won't be able to go back.
More.
Going to go to more.
A video share.
Video sharing is pretty self-explanatory. I don't use it very much. Because I don't really see very enough to use videos, but I guess it has its uses.
The regional settings.
Regional settings.
See owner information.
Owner information. I've never filled in owner information. I guess it's for its ID. Why would you want your owner information in? I assume the thinking was that if you lose your phone, somebody could look at it and get it back to you. But my phone is always password protected, so if anybody found it, they wouldn't be able to get into it anyway. There may be another application for that, but I'm not sure what it is. I've never found it to be particularly useful, so I've never really put that information.
The accessibility.
Accessibility on this phone is not much, but on some of them it will let you make the phone ring even louder and change the screen fonts and things like that.
E about.
About.
F version.
Version. These are going to be things that tech support will need when they want to know what your latest, what version of Windows you're using and things like that.
More.
I'm going to more.
Error reporting.
Error reporting, like that's going to do most people any good, but tech support it would.
The customer feedback.
Customer feedback, yeah, right. That's what Microsoft wants.
See Windows Update.
And Windows Update. See if your phone has this Windows Update option. It should, and you should run it. You can have it set to run in the background. I don't, because I like to be in complete control of what's going out on the air when I'm broadcasting using my phone. But once a month or so, I'll check it and get the latest updates for Windows, and that is important. We're going to go back here. I'm going to just get, it's easier for, instead of going back, we're going to cover the security very quickly here. I'm going to press the end key to get right back to my today screen.
See, today screen, left soft start, right soft context.
And now you're going to see.
When Windows Media. Settings.
Settings is my most recently used program, and I'm going to press the enter key on it.
Settings dialog, list, a quick tips, left soft done, a quick, the phone. See,
we're going down to security, by the way.
D display. E profiles. F date and time. More. The connections. The security.
Security. I'm going to press enter on security.
Security dialog list. A device lock. Left soft done.
It sounds funny. It says a device lock. What it really is saying is A, device lock.
B, certificates.
B, certificates.
C, encryption.
C, encryption.
D, change, reset password.
Change or reset the password.
E, reset.
Reset. And reset, well, again, that's where you would do the master reset for the phone. You can reset the phone memory, set everything back to default, or you can just erase your memory card, the storage card that you've inserted, or you can do both. On the Blackjack 2, currently, there is no reset password. I think on the older version of the Blackjack, there usually is a default password so that you can't accidentally reset the phone and lose all your settings and everything. But the default out of this, I think it's empty. There is not one, so you can add one. I've never added one. I rarely go to this part of the menu system. And since I have everything protected, I know someone just can't pick up my phone and start playing with it, so I don't really worry about it. But I'm going to go back up here to what I wanted to talk about, which is I'm going back.
Left settings dialog list. B security. Left soft done.
Okay, so I'm going to security again.
Security dialog list. A device lock. Left soft done.
Device lock, again, is where we're going to set up, where you can set up the password to, for the keyboard. This is the one that I use. I'm going to press enter on it.
A device lock. Password window. Enter your password to change password settings. Edit password. Left soft and lock. Right soft menu.
And since I already have a password in the phone, it's asking me to enter that password again to make sure I'm the same user so that someone can't circumvent my security.
Star.
And I'm going to press it into the right one.
Password settings window. Prompt if device unused for checkbox checked. Left soft done. Right soft cancel.
It has a checkbox that says, do I want this? I have it set so that the phone will automatically lock if not used after a certain amount of time. If you don't have this option set, you have to manually lock it. But I have mine set.
List, 2 hours, 7:09.
For mine, it's 2 hours. Or after 2 hours of any of the power phone being on, and I don't touch it, it will, in fact, the keyboard will lock.
Password, tag, colon, list, simple pin, 2 of 2.
On this phone, I think probably most of the phones running Windows Mobile 6, you can choose between two types of passwords, either simple or complex. I'm not familiar with the complex. I don't want to get, I am paranoid, make no mistake about it, but I'm not that paranoid, so I just use the simple password, which is just numbers and letters.
Password, colon, edit, password.
It's asking for the password.
Confirm password, colon, edit, prompt if device unused for checkbox check.
And that's pretty much it. Now, one last thing I want to cover on this, and then we'll start wrapping it up. So I'm going to press the end key here to get back to the today screen.
Today screen, left soft start, right soft context.
And now I'm going to lock the phone.
Left soft and lock.
I'm going to wait here just for a second and let the phone go and let it go to sleep. Okay, it's gone to sleep. Now, again, I've entered a password. I've set a password on the phone. The phone is gone to sleep. The screen is off. All is good. I want to wake up the phone. So I'm going to wake it up.
Password window. This device. Step. Star.
and
screen, left
what
soft
it's
start,
going.
Right soft context.
Okay, let me do it again. The reason, what I'm trying to demonstrate, and of
left
course
soft
it's not going to work this time, is that sometimes if you don't wait long enough, the first character that you enter will be. Okay, the first. Hang on, I'm trying to get it to do it.
Password window is devices.
Well, let's just try it here. Hold on. 1 second. Okay, I entered a password, but I didn't wake it up properly. Now I'm going to press the enter key.
Password in. This device is locked. Password window. This device is locked. Enter your device password and click unlock. To make an emergency call, click me. Password incorrect window. The password you typed is incorrect. The password you typed is incorrect. Left soft OK.
And this is where that vicious loop I was trying to tell you about earlier can take place. If this happens, and it will sometimes happen, it really will, just relax, press the OK key.
This device is locked. Password window. This device is locked. Enter your device password and click unlock. To make an emergency call,
I'm
click
do it again.
Star.
Take your time.
Star.
Don't panic.
Star. Password incorrect window.
And
the
it's
password
still not working. That's okay.
The password you typed is incorrect. Left soft OK.
So I'm going to press the OK key.
This device is locked. Password window. This device is locked. Enter your device password and click unlock. To make an emergency call, click menu greater. Password incorrect window. The password you typed is incorrect.
I'm just pressing
the password you typed is incorrect. Left soft OK.
Pressing the left soft key to go through this cycle. I'm going to go ahead and press it again.
This device is locked. Password window. This device is locked. Enter your device password and click unlock. To make an emergency call, click menu greater cancel, then dial, edit password, left soft unlock, right soft menu.
Now, once it's done, I'm going to type it in again.
Star. 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 Password incorrect window. The password you typed is incorrect. The password you typed is incorrect. Left soft OK. This device is locked. And password window.
Let's
this device is locked. Enter your device password
good.
And click unlock. To make an emergency call, click menu greater cancel, then dial, edit password, left soft unlock, right.
All right, here we
star,
go.
Star.
All right. So I think I've demonstrated
password
that just fine.
Window.
The reason we're having the problem is because as I talk to you to make this recording, the phone keeps going dark. Because remember, as you know, I have to enter the password before the 2 seconds are up. Otherwise, the screen goes off, and that first digit that I dial is actually waking up the phone each time. So even though I think I'm putting in 4 digits or 4 characters, it's actually only entering 3. This is one thing about this phone that takes some getting used to, and I think maybe some of the other phones. One nice thing about my previous phone, which was the Singular 3125, is that even when the phone went to sleep, when you pressed the key, it served 2 functions. One, it would wake up the phone, and it would also enter whatever character that was. So that was kind of nice. But this phone, again, once you begin the process, you have to follow it through within 2 to 3 seconds before the phone has time to go dark. So that's what got us into the loop. So
settings.
I'm going to do it one last time. This time I'm not going to talk.
Left soft
okay?
unlock.
Here we go. Pressing the left soft key to begin. The screen has gone dark, by the way.
Password window. This device. Star. 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 Today's screen, left soft start, right soft context.
And there you go. Okay, so okay, so that's what, very important to get that double touchdown just right. Okay, one last thing, or maybe 2 last things, and that is, at the today screen, when you press any key, and this is going to be kind of an interesting discussion with you. Again, one of the complaints about this phone, and I don't think it's a complaint, but I've heard people say it's kind of intimidating, is that the keys are all very small, and they are, and there's only 2 niches, one on the letter F and one on the J. On this phone, since it's not a touch screen, it's not a sliding keyboard, it's not a flip phone, the keys, you know, they double as letters and numbers. Give yourself time to get used to that. In the beginning, of course, it's very intimidating, but once you learn to use the phone, believe me, you don't want keys to be in your way. I'll be honest with you, 90% of the time, I never use the keyboard. I don't use the keyboard to make a phone call. I use voice command to either enter the phone number or say the person's name, or I use the contact list to select the person's name or the contact's name. However, On the Blackjack 2, on the left, there's 2 niches, one on the F and one on the J, and you need to think about it, you need to think about the keyboard in 2 different ways. And I had this phone for about 2 weeks, and somebody was asking me a question, and I was so used to thinking of the keyboard as 2 separate keyboards, one in a very, without thinking, I was looking for a second keyboard for the numbers before I realized that I'd somehow instinctively started using it the correct way. When I'm ready to dial a phone number from the Today screen, I put my forefinger on the niche that's on the F, and that niche is the serves as the number 5. So once I'm ready to make a phone call, I'm no longer thinking of that as an F key, F as in Frank. I'm thinking it's a number 5. Once I get that image in my mind, then the keys that surround that center key simply become a telephone keypad. So if I have my forefinger on the F as number 5, then the three keys above it are 1, 2, 3. To the left and right, respectively, is 4 and 6. Down below are 7, 8, 9. Directly below the 8 is the 0. And so the phone is smart enough to know that from the Today screen, when you press a number or you press any of those keys that serve as numbers, it will see them as numbers. So I'm going to wake the phone up. Okay? And I'm going to press just the number 5, for example.
5F, left soft, safe, right soft, menu.
And it said 5F, but it actually entered a 5 in the dial field. And I have this phone set so it won't continue to announce the numbers, but I am pressing them. And again, because I'm keeping my finger in that telephone keypad area, it knows that I want to choose a number rather than spell out a word. So just kind of keep that in mind that when you get your phone, you need to feel comfortable with the keyboard. But I think if you're used to a flip phone, I'm going to press the end key to get out of this. I think it's very natural. It's very natural to want to go with a phone that has the largest keys and the most distinguishable keys. But as we move more and more towards smarter phones, actually dialing the phone is just a very rare thing anymore. And if you use the phone like it's supposed to be used, there would be very little need to dial a phone. These buttons are very, very small. But again, and I have fairly big hands, so. And I've gotten to the point where I can dial the phone while I'm walking, but I probably wouldn't. If it's important, I would probably stop. And it takes a little training. Okay, so, and one last thing. I encourage you to really experiment with the phone and think about getting into syncing the phone up with your PC or Macintosh, because it's only then that you're going to get the full benefit of a smartphone. If you're simply going to use it as a phone, then you might as well save the money and go with a lower-end phone. But part of the reason that makes this such a powerful device is that it really does become a secondary computer. And it's amazing how much information I can get with the phone and that I never thought I'd have access to. I'd like to thank you for listening. My name is Mark Taylor. This is the Candle Shore podcast. If you'd like to go to if you want to go to the Candle Shore website for all things Candle Shore, you can go to www.candleshore.com. That's C-A-N-D as in David, L-E-S-H-O-R-E.com. You can subscribe to the podcast and RSS feeds at feeds. That's F as in Frank, E-E, Edward, D as in David, S as in Sam, so feeds. feedburner, feedburner.com/candleshore. And if you'd like to email me, you can do so at musicman, one word, @candleshore.com. And again, I think I've given you the website for the other contacts with Code Factory and Handy Tech. And we're going to be having a lot more shows coming up on these subjects with various people coming in to talk and guest, including the CEO of Code Factory himself, and we're looking forward to having him on board. Okay, until then, thank you for listening, and remember to make a joyful noise. Bye-bye.